Joined here by head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Boys. It's kind of opposite stories here for the Milan Wildcats. The girls, they've been struggling, but they're going to try to get in the win column tonight at Maysville. Now, for the girls, it's a Maysville team that's been struggling a little bit, but that is not the case for the Milan Boys. Now, they're going the opposite of the girls right now. Four victories in a row. North Shelby, Brookfield, Knox County. A tough one at Polo on Tuesday. I have, as mentioned into Coach Dabney, I haven't seen Maysville play, but if you're picked second between Gallatin and Putnam County in the East Coast, you got something going for you. And you said it's the size, especially with your team, that's going to give you the biggest challenge tonight over at Maysville, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough matchup for us. They've got a couple post players that have some decent size and play well around the basket, look for each other pretty well. They've got a pretty good high-low game. So when you play a lot of zone, you always look for that kind of stuff. But they also have some guards that can put the basketball on the floor and kind of shifty and can get around you and can shoot the ball from the perimeter. So we're definitely going to have to be on all cylinders tonight in order to compete.
I'll go cliche 101. When you go on the road against a pretty good Polo team, you'd rather have an ugly win than a pretty loss any night of the week, and I'm going to guess 41-38 wasn't the prettiest win you'll have all year long, but you'll take it, right?
Right, and we, you know, we shot horrible. We were 1-for-14 from the three-point line, and I think we were 17-56 overall from the floor. Didn't shoot real well from the free throw line either, and got out rebounded, but still came away with a win. So, you know, sometimes you just have to grind things out, especially on the road. You know, it's a long trip, and once again, they've got good size around the perimeter. They're just kind of lacking a point guard to kind of handle the ball for them, but they're a pretty good Polo team, and it was kind of a tough matchup for us. We're kind of battling a little sickness and a little injury, so we're kind of trying to find our way through these couple of games, but you know, the fact that you can shoot poorly and still come away with a win is credit to how hard the kids were playing on Tuesday night.
It's a huge game for you tonight. I'm just going to be Captain Obvious here and just kind of look at the conference standings, and granted it's early, but if you can get your Polo and Maysville trips out of the way and look at a big week of January where you got Princeton and Putnam County coming to your place, if you can be there 2-0 and in a tie for first place in the GRC, it's a huge opportunity for Milan tonight.
This is a big conference game for us. You know, it's one we dropped last year that we kind of wish that we had back. We just didn't play real well and kind of lost our composure last year when we played them, and you can't do that against a good basketball team and expect to come away with a win. So hopefully we've kind of learned from that, because we have a lot of kids who, you know, played quite a bit last year that are coming back and kind of remember that feeling last year in the locker room. So it's definitely, going on the road is going to be tough, but if you can come away with a win, any conference win right now is a big win. So we're going to give it our all and hope that we can kind of compete tonight.
Is the challenge, I kind of feel like it's twofold. When you struggle to get off the bus, and certainly it's about an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes from Milan over to Maysville, obviously they're going to be, you know, brimming with confidence because Maysville's at home. They're going to be waiting for you to arrive, and they're going to be ready to go in front of their fans. But how much of it is just you get off the bus and maybe the, you know, kids napped and they're groggy a little bit, and it's just it's a foreign spot for them to be in. It's a long way from home. Do all those kind of factor into the challenge of getting off the bus and playing well?
It is, you know, obviously a long road trip. In addition to that, we have two quarters of JV girls, two quarters of JV boys, and then four quarters of varsity girls, and then we're trying to play after that. And you know, typically your fans are, it's going to be hard pressed to get a lot of people in the stands, you know, following you that far away. So there's not as much energy. And one thing about our kids, I think they play better with when there's energy in the gym. So whether that's positive for us or positive for, from, you know, coming from the other team, hopefully they've got a good crowd. Maybe we can kind of feed off of their crowd a little bit, but there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, and then we had a long trip on Tuesday night. So we actually took a night off on Wednesday to kind of try to rest our legs a little bit and kind of rest our minds and kind of get ready to go. So hopefully that doesn't come back to bite us either, an extra day off this week. But we're just trying to prepare kids, you know, long trips and end of the semester as well. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. You add a little bit of some kids not feeling the greatest, and you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be an uphill battle tonight. But I think our kids, once the ball goes up, I think they'll forget everything else that's happened in the last couple of days and hopefully be ready to play.
I know for me personally, I've been dealing with, you know, just one of those nagging coughs here for about 3 weeks where you feel fine, but the cough doesn't go away, but which is not ideal when you're in radio. What I understand from area coaches, though, especially with the kids, it's not a cough. It's the flu bug that's kind of ravaging the school districts right now.
Yeah, I've got a couple kids, got, you know, a little bit of headache and stuff like that. And hopefully it's just being worn down, you know, at the end of the year. Hopefully it's not anything major. But when three or four kids all of a sudden come to you and say, man, my head's feeling pretty bad, I'm like, oh, man, I hope this isn't going through us. But we had a little bit of sickness early on that was like the cold congestion kind of stuff, and kind of got through that and weathered the storm there. And we lost a kid a couple weeks ago to a dislocated shoulder that came off the bench for us. And then we've got a starter that's playing with kind of a bum wheel, but he's kind of sucking it up for us and just, you know, kind of trudging on. So one thing I'm big on is no excuses. You know, we're going there to play a game, and if some kids can't play, then next guy up has to be ready. And that's why we practice every day, and that's why they put that time in. So hopefully we can maneuver some bodies around and kind of get through tonight.
Yeah, if you look at your record, you're 6-1. I kind of feel like that you've been, you know, especially coming to the conference, a little bit of an overlooked team, where you look at Gallatin, mm-hmm. you can look at Putnam County, you know, Maysville, you play tonight, was expected to be very good. You're sitting at 6-1, and you know, you've won four in a row. Do you have a team that a little bit, do they kind of get motivated by kind of being that overlooked team from time to time?
I think so, and I think that was kind of the case. You know, you're coming back. We've got a pretty good core group that played last year coming back, and off of 20 wins and being a district champ, and no one's really given us much credit, you know. And I think there's some kids that kind of have a little chip on their shoulder, and they kind of practice that way, which I think is what elevates them and makes them play better. And I think that's always a good thing, you know. I'd rather be the underdog. We've been on both sides of it, and you'd much rather be that team that's trying to climb up and prove themselves as opposed to being that team that's playing with all the pressure. So I think it's good for our kids, and I think that they're embracing the challenge, and hopefully we can continue to do that as time wears on here. And, you know, it works for us, so that's what we're going to keep doing.
Well, I certainly did see, I think it was Tuesday night, Atlanta beat Green City, mm-hmm. which we know what Green City is and what they've been in Class 1. So an excellent victory for Atlanta. Other than that, I don't know a lot about them, but I'm going to assume that Milan-Atlanta game, and I'm planning on being over there for the doubleheader on KTTN Tuesday, that boys game should be a really big challenge and a really good matchup for both teams.
Atlanta's a very good basketball team. We played them this summer, and we had to play without Ahmet because he had a finger issue at the beginning of the summertime and couldn't play, and which Ahmet obviously changes how we play quite a bit. But, yeah, they've got a great size. They've got a kid inside that's probably 6'6", and he's continued to get better every single year. He used his body real well. He's a great shot blocker, can finish around the rim. He can shoot, you know, about elbow in. He can pull up and hit threes. And then they've got some real good shooters and really high basketball IQ kids around the perimeter, obviously, because Green City, I thought Green City may stand a chance at running the table, you know, for the season, because they're just that loaded. So for them to come away with a victory at Green City, they definitely had to play well, and they're a good, really good basketball team. So we're going to have our hands full that night as well, because once again, like, our biggest kids are like 6'2", 6'3". So we've got to play bigger than what we are, and we've got to fly around the floor and be ready to put some pressure on every single position so those big kids don't hurt us.
You play Chillicothe at Holiday Hoops on the 29th. That is, let's see here, it's 13 days from now, so 2 weeks from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Chillicothe is a lot bigger school than Milan usually sees. Right. Was the idea of scheduling them, you know, let's find a bigger school, or let's test ourselves on a neutral floor?
Also, we wanted a date that typically we go over there and we always have to play like the 27th, and it's tough for us to, you know, we want to give kids a little bit of a break. You know, a lot of our kids are coming from football season all year and then straight into basketball season, and then, you know, you play a couple games over Christmas break, and then you're just like, man, kind of exhausted by the time January comes. So the date fell better for us, and you know, it's a good opponent for us. I love going over there because I kind of feel like it's almost kind of separate from your season, you know, like, mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity for us to go play over break instead of practicing, and not a lot of pressure, just go over and play a good opponent. So I think it's going to be good for us. It's a win-win for us, you know, a bigger school and a great opportunity in front of us to see what we've got.
Yeah, you got all these road trips in January and only one home game. That was that Knox County game. That's going to change in January, especially the first 2 weeks of January. You got Princeton, Putnam County, then you got the Milan tournament. So, you know, get rid of the road trips now, because that first 2 weeks of January is going to be big for the Wildcats.
Definitely. And our one home game there, the Knox County game, we had a great crowd. I mean, our kids really got into it, and a lot of our football guys showed up and were ready to cheer their buddies on, and made for a great environment, because, you know, our gym is pretty loud for as big as it is. So we're hoping that we can play well here at the end of the month here to get some more excitement built up and get some more kids in the stands and be ready to play at home here at the month of January. We're definitely looking forward to not getting back on the bus, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even kind of making radio plans here for January. I know Putnam County Milan is on my early plan list for the January 6th night on KTTN. I think, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, I think we're going to have Gallatin Trenton then on January the 3rd, but certainly we'll be over at Milan a lot for between the 9th and the 14th for the Milan tournament. Coach, enjoy catching up with you. We'll catch up with you again one more time before Christmas next week. Good luck tonight over at Maysville.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.